Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and I welcome you all. I'm so happy that you came to join us tonight. This is a very special occasion for this ministry. The Lord has blessed us tremendously, more than we are aware. And we have the privilege of receiving the Word of God here. We have the privilege of receiving miracles here. We have the privilege of receiving deliverance here. We have the privilege of the fellowship of the saints here. We have the privilege of the very presence of the Lord in our midst in a mighty way. The Lord says that when two or three are gathered together in his name, he's here in our midst, and we welcome the Lord. We welcome the heavenly host of God. We welcome each of you, and we thank you for joining us on Miracle Internet Church tonight. You see, we meet on the Internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and wherever you are, whatever time it is there. And that's a very precious thing, you see, thing that we should never take for granted. Think about it. All over the world, there are people, some of them in a completely different time zone. It's time for them to go to bed. But they're up with us, fellowshipping in the Lord. They're staying up real late just to participate with us. This is a privilege and an honor. There are other people that are going to wake up while we are asleep, and they're going to hear all the wonderful things that happen in the broadcast tonight. The Holy Spirit's going to join all of us together in his spirit. Yes, and he's going to speak to each of us. He's going to speak to all of us and to each of us at the very same time. So we want to welcome all of our first-time listeners. We encourage you to join us. We encourage you to join us even in our chat room. And our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. And as the page comes up across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Click that link and join us in Jesus' name. When the page comes up and you click the link, another page will surface inviting you to sign in. Click guest and sign in with your name or your handle. Amen. And say hi to the saints, and the saints will say hi to you. Amen? We're a very loving, very caring, and very friendly family. So you are welcome to join us, even from across the ocean. Amen. Even from across the ocean. So we want to thank you. You see, while we're here in the U.S., there are people in the U.K. and in Switzerland and in Germany, and all throughout Europe that are listening at the same time. So you see, this is a big family. We're spread out all over the globe. There are people in the Philippines that are participating. There are people in Indonesia that are participating. There are people all over the world. Amen? So don't feel like you're off in isolation in Ireland. You're not. You're a part of a big family that the Holy Spirit wraps his arms around and holds together. Amen? Amen. So we want to thank everybody for coming tonight. The Lord has a word for us, and I'm not going to tell you any more about that. So it's been an interesting day, saints. Yes, it has. It's a great day in the kingdom. No matter what happens or doesn't happen, it's still a great day in the kingdom. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, let's see. What else haven't I announced? That's it for now. So, we're going to pray. Amen? we're going to say something to the Lord. So if you would like to join us, please do. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for your goodness, for your mercy. Oh, Lord, for your mercy, for your grace. We want to thank you for the turnarounds that you've done in our lives. We want to thank you, Lord, that when things don't go right, if we ask you, you will intervene and you will make it all right in the end. You will turn it around for our blessing. We thank you, Lord, that you've made us the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, and that you favor your children. We want to thank you, Lord, for the special attention that you show to each one of us. Not one of us is more special than the other. But you always make us feel like we're the most important one. Thank you for that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We want to thank you for all of the people that are a part of this ministry all around the globe. We don't know that we have anybody that's gone to Mars yet. I don't think so. But we're certain that there are people on earth that join us. So we want to thank you, Father, for all of those that you've introduced this ministry to all around the globe. And we want to thank you for all of those that you're going to bring to the ministry to join us, the ones you're calling to the ministry to join us, Father. We welcome them in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for the blood of Jesus. We want to thank you for the power of God. We want to thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We want to thank you for your warring, linking angels that surround us with their heavenly swords moving very fast all the time. We want to thank you for the armor of God. We want to thank you for the word of God. We want to thank you for your patience and long-suffering with us. We need it, still human, and we act like it. So, Father, for all the things that we didn't quite do the right thing, we repent of those things, Lord. We ask you to help us do better because this is the testing season. And we want to pass our test. We thank you, Lord, for promotion. We thank you for elevation. We thank you for every time you move us from one stage to the next. It's a blessing to walk with you, Lord. We can still remember what it was like not to be with you. So we are extremely grateful to be with you, Lord. We are new people in Christ Jesus. The old passed away, and you're making every single thing about us brand new. We want to thank you for that, Lord. We want to thank you. And we give you praise. Father, we're praying tonight for Mother Irene. Lord, while we're together in the love of God, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, we lift up Mother Irene to you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you that she can talk now. She's recovering. She can talk now, Lord. But, Father, she's still weak, and she needs your strength, your stamina, your endurance, and your power. We want to thank you, Lord, for helping her in her mind, helping her to overcome the weakness in her mind. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father. Thank you. Thank you very much. From our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind the demonic realm that rests over the place where she's staying. We take authority, dominion, and power over the demons in her new roommate. We take authority, dominion, and power over the demons in the facility and in the people in the facility. We want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for extreme favor for her, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask, Father, that either you move her to a better facility or you facilitate her to an elevated level where she is. We move out of the way in the name of Jesus Christ every demonic spirit that's in that spiritual space in the name of Jesus. We forbid any demon to occupy that place in the heavenlies in Jesus' name. We cut off in the name of Jesus Christ all the demons from under the ground and from beneath the sea. We bind prince of the power of the air. We bind Beelzebub in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every root worker in that place in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone who indulges in witchcraft, we bind them and their attending demons in Jesus' name. Every attack must go back continually in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack Father, we call for your judgment in that place in Jesus' name. We appeal to the righteous judge, and we call for your adjudications in that facility and in the airspace and in the bush and underneath in Jesus' holy name. We bind every spirit from under the sea in the name of Jesus, and we release the fire of God on all the works, activities, plans, devices, rukusa, and maneuvers of those under the sea in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything coming against the mind, we bind it. We bind it to the spirits that brought it in the name of Jesus Christ. It shall do to those spirits what it was sent to do to us in Jesus' name. Depression, we bind you in Jesus' name. We send your wickedness back on your own head. Fear, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for releasing your praising angels in Mother Irene's room and all around.
Hey, hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we lift up to you the living arrangements, the living conditions of every person that is connected rightly to this ministry in Jesus' name. We appeal to the righteous judge, and we ask for his adjudication on our home conditions, our home situations, our living arrangements. Hey, hallelujah! Re de da bruca de dio soto da brica de dio soto da bri. Ruca ta da bra. And our home ownership or lack thereof. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to elevate, to promote certain ones of us that you have chosen as ready, or you've chosen them to use them in this way, from renting or leasing to home ownership in Jesus' name. Hey, hallelujah! This is the desire in the hearts of many of your children, Father, home ownership. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, in this ministry, you know who wants what. You know who's ready and who's not quite ready. You know everything, Father. So we ask you, hallelujah, to release your blessings to your children in Jesus' name. Home ownership is not necessarily for every single person, Lord, but you know, and we thank you and trust you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ask you, Lord, to open wide the doors of financial blessing and prosperity, that your children may be able to become homeowners in Jesus' holy name. Some of them have credit report issues, Lord, but whose report have we believed? We have believed the report of the Lord, and we declare, Father, that the blood of Jesus will speak for us. Isha da da bruca de dio suta da bri, sala da dio sundere bricia da da bruca de re da dio sundere brici, rusa la dio sundere bricia da da bruca de dio sundere brucia, yarregise me cuto reiki te brucia da di diat. Risa la dio sundere maniki da dio suto, riki de brucia la dio sundere brici. Lord, we don't have to know how in order to have faith. We don't have to see it all worked out first before we can trust you. We have decided, Lord, to trust you. We have decided, Lord, to believe you, because with you, nothing is impossible. We're not dependent on men. We're not dependent on men's devices, but we are dependent on Almighty God. Rike risile da dio sunda da brucata. Sharguhure de dio sunda da brisata da broke. Risetes. Lord, some of us just want our own place. Some of us just need a place of our own. Lord, help us to grow in faith. Help us to trust you where we don't see anywhere to go. Lord, Abram left and headed out on your words and your words only. He didn't even know where he was going, but he trusted you. Father, we thank you. We release to you faith. We release to you praise. We release to you worship. We thank you, Lord. Father, you know the Amazon situation with regard to this ministry. We appeal to the righteous judge, and we ask for your adjudication in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hindrances moving out of the way. Hallelujah. Hindrances moving out of the way. Hallelujah. All the trolls bound in Jesus' name. All the spies bound in Jesus' name. All the warfare coming against the people of God, back where it came from, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. And you have supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. We know, Father, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We cast down every imagination and every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We cast all of our cares, amen, what's in our bank account and what's not, what's on our credit report and what's not? Rukoti de brisha tada brukata. Risa tada brukoto rishi de da rokohalelia son de brikiti. Ruka de brisha da. Whatever our employment history is, rukoto or is not, rukati de brisha da de yoson de brikiti. Risa tada brukoleri yosuto brikiti. Rala la yosun de brisha de brikiti. Father, for our lot falling into pleasant places. Uri de yosuta. Yarregi de da brusha de yoson de brisha de yosa. Yarregi de Brak, that the Roshan de Manisete, Sunday of Ruka de Dios de Brisaki. We thank you, Father, and we cover these matters in the blood of Jesus Christ. And Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings' timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices. Amen. Devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, his agents, and his kingdom in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. In Jesus' holy name. We close and seal all portals, channels, and open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. In Jesus' holy name, we bind the demons and the workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks unto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all electronic and digital demons, technology demons in their attacks. We bind all Leviathan spirits in their attacks, Kundalini spirits in their attacks, all water and marine spirits in their attacks, sex devils in their attacks, unclean spirits in their attacks, passive devils in their attacks, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, and all sorcery devils in their attacks in Jesus' name, all seducing and womanizing and drones and whoredom spirits in all their attacks, the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons, and the voices of the charmer in Jesus' name. We bind all the voices of the stranger in their attacks, all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons in their attacks, microwave attacks, EMF attacks, everything coming off the cell towers, 5G, and all components in Jesus' name. All debilitating sonic frequencies in their attacks. The work of every druid in Jesus' name. We bind all that in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attacks, all techno-paganism and all mind control by the occult. We bind it in Jesus' name. We bind the additional demons that come with working in IT. In Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. Everything that came through a computer, through a cell phone, through any electronic or technological device, all those demons are bound in Jesus' name. Come up and got out of God's people. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Come out of their skin. Quit crawling all over their skin. In Jesus' name. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks. Every bewitching spirit is bound in Jesus' name. All mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all the cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, Asian, South Pacific, Australia, Riki de la Brucha, Canadian, all of South America, Risa de la Bruca de Dioso, all of North America, Risa de la Bruca de Shandarabra, Native peoples, Urakata, indigenous groups, Riki Sita de la Brusa, La Deria, Isha Mamamamakusha de la Rukotorobri, Rukoto, all Caribbean and Latin American, black and white magic in Jesus' name. We're bound in the name of Jesus. Erukuhura. Risata da bruca de lidia to the breke. Risata da brica de lidio suto da breke. De lidioso to the breta da lidia. Risata da bruca de lidio suto da breke de sete. Raka mamamasha to the bre. We bind all more Jellin's attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind all of the nanobots. Ooh, in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return its powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents. We bind the Mandela effect, all satanic ritual abuse demons, at satanic worship and witchcraft dedications in the name of Jesus Christ. We place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects, all spiders and their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity and supplanting, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all the transference of evil spirits, mammon and his agents, and all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, assassinate, riki si derebrushaka, confound, attack, undermine, despise, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of the generation of fools and the spirit of the fool and the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We return to sender according to the covenant. All and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us, astral projections, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person, or unrighteous event left behind in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit and the children of disobedience, make-believe and fantasy, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. You're bound in Jesus' name. We bind the king of pride, Rukoturobreshe, all of his underlings and his entire kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. We loose all ourselves from him in the name of Jesus Christ. We loose ourselves from him in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and the temptation to sin. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Baselech, Molech, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Atlas, Mammon and Apollyon, and we chain you with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes and triggers, tumors, Enrique, and all works done against targeted persons in Jesus' name. We bind the power, and we break the power of every Masonic ritual and ceremony, the work of the Demole, all of their artifacts. We bind their prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. We send those wicked works to the feet of Jesus Christ. And we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. And we return and loose all of the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head, according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We renounce and denounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, witchcrafts, and mind control back on their own heads in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief in accord with Calvary. We ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we have come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere, but in particular all persecuted Christians, Father. We thank you for Urizidirusha, for surrounding them with a wall of fire with your glory in the midst, Father. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus Christ, and also our vehicles and the road in which we travel in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over animals, demons, inclement weather, and all conditions, be they man-made or otherwise, that would cause injury, harm, accident, collision, tragedy on the road in Jesus' name. We bind all the animals and demons so that they do not cross our path in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, and we ask you to dispatch your angels ahead of us to protect us. We plead the blood of Jesus over our comings and our goings in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus all over the road which we will travel, even if there's not any road left. We thank you. Hallelujah. Wherever we go, Lord, the blood of Jesus has gone before us. I in particular, Lord, ask you to cover me with what you called me and to do and what we have discussed. We cover our vehicles and their road fitness in Jesus' name. Father, where we need help, we thank you for releasing your angels in Jesus' name. We cover ourselves and our property with the blood of Jesus. We take authority over all the demons of the night and all the demons that came on our property when service persons came on our property in Jesus' name. We bind bad dreams, nightmares, sex dreams, anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams. Our dreams are in the hands of God the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We command these intruders to stay away. And we ask you, Father, for giant warring angels to protect us and our property as we sleep throughout the day and the night. We ask you for a fiery wall of protection around us and around our dream life in Jesus' holy name. We pull out every fiery dart, pin, needle, spear, or voodoo, or witchcraft curses and everything being sent to us by the enemy. And we send it right back where it came from in Jesus' holy name. We command every demon that has followed us, was sent to us, or transferred to us to leave us now in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut and burn and destroy all ungodly silver cords and ley lines in the name of Jesus. We cut ourselves free from every ungodly soul tie, attachment, covenant, agreement, oath, consent, garland, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and all other forms of agreement with a demonic realm in the name of Jesus Christ. We pull down and destroy all protection around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, nanotechnology, shamans, sorcerers, divinators, and all such persons in Jesus' name. And all who work in demonic powers in Jesus' name. We break the power of every curse, love spell, vex, hex, witchcraft, all the psychic thoughts and prayers, fetishes, charms, spells, sorcery, magic, voodoo, mind control. We bind all brain frequency meditations in the name of Jesus Christ. Death, bewitchments, potions, all jinxes, torments, pain, sickness, psychic power, psychic warfare. Lord, we plead your blood over the blood in our bodies in Jesus' holy name. Ooh. We plead the blood of Jesus over our blood vessels and over our capillaries and over our arteries in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid any entity to steal our blood from us in the name of Jesus. There'll be no bloodletting in the name of Jesus Christ. We send it back to the enemy in Jesus' holy name. We bind all incantations, crystals, root works, tribal sins, and rituals. Tribalism, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the inordinate use of authority in the name of Jesus. We bind crystals, all psychic warfare, torment being sent to us in Jesus' name. We send it back in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind spirits of envy and jealousy and spirits of wizardry in the name of Jesus Christ. We destroy you with the name of Jesus, and we send you back where you came from in Jesus' holy name. Father, we thank you and we give you praise, and we worship you, Lord. We thank you. We give you praise. You are the mighty God, and there is no God beside you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, saints, let me get a little sip of juice. Thank you. Tonight, our featured psalm is Psalm 19. And the featured ebook is Baptism of the Holy Spirit. Area code, let me see if I can find this. Well, let's see. Where did I put it? Oh, I know where I put it. Area code 713 that I prayed for Wednesday night. You need that book, Baptism in the Holy Spirit, Endued with Power. The link is in the chat room now in Jesus' name. And there's some others of you. You need to read that book because The time's going to come you're going to have to explain the baptism to somebody. Amen? And you need to know what to say. Praise the Lord. Amen. There are plenty of people that don't know anything about that just yet. And you're going to be witnessing to some of them. So you need to be prepared. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know this is testing season. Praise the Lord. Our verse for meditation comes from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 65, verse 2. Isaiah 65, verse 2. And the Holy Spirit wants me to read it to you. So let me turn there. Oh, here it is. I have spread out my hands, says the Lord, all the day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that is not good, after their own thought. See there? He says you're rebellious and that you're walking in a way that is not good when you walk after your own thought. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, tonight, saints, the Lord's going to talk and I'm going to talk. We're going to talk together at the same time. God gives the increase. That's what we're talking about. God gives the increase. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning with verse 6. 1 Corinthians 3, beginning with verse 6. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his labor. For we are laborers together with God. And ye are God's husbandry. And ye are God's building. But God gave the increase. Amen? God gave the increase. All who serve the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. All who serve the Lord Jesus Christ, there we go. Amen. Must embody same humility that Jesus Christ displayed. Some of you have not been exposed to church very much in your lifetime. Others of you have. Nonetheless, have you ever observed someone who has been blessed with a gift from God, and it is a bona fide gift, but rather than to give all of the glory to God, they use it for bragging rights? Have you ever seen that? Think about it for a minute. Saint, this is very, very dangerous. It's very dangerous. You see, when God created you, he placed into you gifts and abilities, and he gave them to you. You see, we are but dust. We don't produce any gift or any ability of our own. Even those of us who seem to be more physically attractive than others to some, we cannot claim it for ourselves because it's due in part to our biological heritage, for which we were not responsible. So we can't take our pride in that or gloat in that or brag in that. Any gift, any ability, any talent, or any grace that God has given to us to be a blessing to others. This sin brings severe judgment, if not repented of and forsaken. Praise the Lord. Well, Lord, let me go there. We're going, as soon as I get to the page, to First Chronicles. First Chronicles chapter 29. Beginning with verse 13. This is a prayer that David offered to the Lord when he was preparing for the building of God's temple. And in verse 13, of 1 Chronicles chapter 29, we find the following. I'll start at verse 10. For David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might. And in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. Amen. All things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. You see, if the Lord blesses you with the ability to witness to 20 people in 10 minutes, it is of the Lord. You cannot take credit for it. You can't brag about it. You can't stick your chest out about it because it's the Lord. It's by his grace. If you have the gift of being the fastest person on earth running, and it has been proven over and over and over again, you cannot take the credit for that. Yes, you work. Yes, you trained. Yes, you honed your talent and your skill. But God was the one that put it in you. It's his. If you have the gift of being able to fix almost anything, that's not you. God put that in you. You are but dust. You can't brag about it. You can't be all proud about it. You can't strut with it. Because God is the originator of your talent, your skill, and your ability. He giveth the grace. So you see, saint, if you have a prayer language, every time you open your mouth, God moves immediately. You can't brag on that. You can't be all strutted with your chest all out. And every time someone talks to you, well, now, see how that works for me? You can't do that. That's spiritual pride. God resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble. Amen? In Ephesians 4, beginning with verse 1, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Well, some of us are called to natural vocations, and we are told to walk worthy of those vocations. That means you can't do your work just any kind of way. Some of us are called to some ministerial vocation. We must walk worthy, too. Some of us are called to some domestic vocation. We must walk worthy there as well. Some of us are called to some family vocation, and we must walk worthy there as well. Some of us are called to some social vocation. We must walk worthy there as well. Some of us are called to some marital vocation. We must walk worthy there as well. Amen. We are to walk with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. God gave gifts unto men. Gave gifts unto men. Yes, he did. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Now, saints, you got to pray about this, because the Bible says our hearts are deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? You see, in order to have pure motives, you have to go through a purifying process. God has to test you and try you And you have to see what God sees. You have to come to understand that when you boast, God hears it. To come to see that gratitude must replace the pride. Humility must replace the pride. So, in Acts chapter 12, Acts chapter 12, beginning with verse 21, we see a very interesting picture here. And this actually did happen for those who have difficulty separating truth and reality from fantasy and fiction. This actually did happen. Beginning with verse 21, and upon a set day, Herod, who was the king at that time, arrayed in royal apparel. He was in all his robes and crowns and this and that, and all of that that comes with being in royalty, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. He made this big speech, and he had a lot to say, and he had all those big glowing words, and it sounded real stupendous and magnificent and all the other things people like to say about that. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not of a man. It is the voice of a God and not of a man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not God the glory, and he was of worm and gave up the ghost. Worms ate him up, and he died. But the word of God grew and multiplied. The angel of the Lord is very serious thing. Very serious indeed. And you see clearly why he smote him, why he came against him, because he did not give God the glory. When they proclaimed that he was a God and not a man, he should have shut that down immediately and given God the glory. But you know, of course, pride does not do that. Amen? Pride does not do that. Praise the Lord. So, the success of this ministry comes solely from our dependence on God's blessing. The leadership of this ministry, and in particular its ministers, are not great in themselves, nor can we of ourselves alone produce a godly result. We are nothing at all in our own account, but it is God who lives within us who brings forth the increase. Each of us bring to this work what the Lord has planted in us and what he has developed in us. We are each different, but we are united in God's purpose. Each of us has different gifting, but it is the Lord who chooses which of our gifts he will use. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. You see, the leadership ministry is well gifted from the Lord. And the Lord chooses how he will use each of the persons. It's his work. It's his handiwork. He's the one at work. He's the one bringing forth the growth in you. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We are busy in God's work and working in harmony with one another. We are deeply grateful and appreciative of all of your words of encouragement and gifts of thanksgiving unto God, as you have so done unto us, you have so done to the Lord. We bless the Lord for you and for your willingness to be taught and to learn. Our pleasure and joy is to see you growing in Christ from what you are learning. Tears of joy come to our eyes as we watch you take hold of the truth of the gospel and walk it out in your daily living. However, the glory must go to Jesus' name. We are nothing without him. Without his love, his mercy, and his sacrifice, we have nothing else to offer. We dearly love the Lord's heritage. All true and full ministers of Jesus Christ share in this love for the body of Christ. Yes, it is the truth that each of us shall receive his reward according to his labor. Yet even this is of the Lord. We are workers together with God. He knows our work and sacrifice. He will see to it that we do not labor in vain. God's judgment is according to truth. He rewards all of his saints in proportion to their diligence and faithfulness. We are always under God's watchful eye. So be certain that he will carefully look over us. All that we have been doing on your behalf is for the Lord. Whatever it is that we do it all to the glory of God. We ask that you continue to pray for us as we seek the Lord's face, that we might do his will. We are humbled to have such a faithful assembly of believers as participants in this ministry. To God be the glory. God forbid that anything should ever be said or done to gratify personal pride. We are not here to brag on ourselves, nor on our past accomplishments, nor on how God has used our gifts. Instead, those instances are brought forth as examples of God's grace at work, so that you may understand how the Holy Spirit works in the lives of human beings. We make mention of these examples to promote our gratitude to the Father. We make mention of them and speak of them to the Lord's honor. It is a true expression of the regard that we owe to the Lord Jesus. Ministers in general should not be proud of their gifts or the grace which they minister in. The better qualified they are for the work which God has assigned them to, the more thankful they should be to God. We were trained by Pastor Pat and the Lord Jesus himself not to harp on the money issue, but rather to teach godly principles with regard to financial responsibility to God and to others. So we do. We trust the Lord, and he supplies what is needed. We thank you for your obedience and faithfulness to the Lord and to the ministry and to the leadership in the area of giving. We want you to know that God has taken note of your generosity and loving care of his leaders. God himself will reward each of you according as you have been a blessing. We have requested your serious prayer agreement as we seek the Lord for his righteous judgment in the earth, and you have responded to the call. Thank you. You are entering your warfare scriptures into the MIC radio chat when we go to war. Thank you. You are daily adding your agreement to the prayers of the brethren in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Thank you. You are actually interceding for other saints in their time of need. Thank you. You are beginning to recast the previous broadcast in the archive and on the website, and many of you are receiving additional deliverance. You are encouraging each other daily in the MIC chat room. Thank you. You have been receiving new persons when they enter the chat room. Thank you. You have been participating in the fast and allowing the Lord to strip away your old self. Thank you. You are learning to receive godly correction without getting in a pout. Thank you. You are learning not to be touchy. You are less anxious about sharing your testimony. Thank you. You listen to the Holy Spirit more than ever before. Thank you. You allow the Lord to use you. Thank you. You're learning to trust our advice to you. Thank you. For all these things and many more, may the Lord richly bless each of you. In the future, the Lord will request more of us. As we have learned to yield to his will and to disregard our own, let us grow more in his grace and in his unlimited love. Be blessed, Miracle, and we bless the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Bill, we're ready.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. Wow. That's all I can say about that. We have some wonderful praise reports tonight. You've got to hear this one, Saint. Listen to what this prayer warrior did. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word says, no weapons formed against me shall prosper. Yesterday, the spirit of oppression worked overtime on me. I got up and began singing and dancing the song. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. This means war. I sang the song and danced just like David did before the Lord. Not only the demon left, but the Lord restored my vision that was giving me issues of blurriness. I danced for the Lord like no one was watching. Yes, one of those. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're the Lord of hosts. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's for my present help in times of trouble. And it's just awesome. She got a hold of when they began to sing and praise the Lord, set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were all smitten. That's in 2 Chronicles 20:22. Praise you, Lord, for that. The prayer warriors are rising up. They're fighting. They're learning how to fight. They're overcomers. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord, for that. Gladys has a praise report. I noticed a change in how I worship, in my love for God, in my hunger for the word, etc. I was in a dark place a few weeks ago, and during the fast, I experienced a breakthrough. Something lifted, and I feel as if I've moved forward or arrived at a new level of faith. I can't explain it, but I felt the storm came because I knew it was about to get a blessing from the Lord. I feel stronger, bolder in the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the fortitude not to quit amidst the tormenting pressure I experienced. Praise you, Lord, for that. Another overcomer. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Plymouth says, I'm new to this, but God knows my heart. I thank you, Pastor Sprint and Brother Bill, for the help you gave me on Sunday. God bless you, and thank you in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. Margaret has a praise report. When somehow lost a week's late wages last year, we prayed for restitution according to Joel 2:25. I sorted out our trash disposal. In the process, I became exceptionally aware of some items. Among them was an envelope. And what did I find inside? Yes, thank you, Jesus, for the found wages. Praise you, Lord. You always help us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you for that. And God bless has a praise report. God brought my prodigal daughter home. Glory to God for his unfailing love and faithfulness and protection over her according to the blood of the covenant. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for that wonderful praise. All these wonderful praise reports. In case there's praise, months ago, we've sent out apology letters to 12 family members. We didn't actually address my mother. I felt sorry about that, but God didn't give me permission at the time. I listened to an archive teaching 2 days ago, and I realized that I had been psychologically and spiritually abused as a child. After praying the deliverance prayers and forgiving, the Holy Spirit enabled me to write an apology to my mom. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for setting us free. Praise you, Lord. What growth. Thank you, Lord. Dina has a praise report. I put a prayer in for C, and she got an all clear from the doctor's report. praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord, for the miracle and for the healing. We praise you, Lord. And NK has another praise. AK put a prayer request about an old teacher wondering if he should reconnect. The Holy Spirit showed us it was a subtle way the devil was using to want and snare AK in military and war spirit. Thank you, Lord, for rescuing our children. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. And Amy Miller has a praise report. It's been 6 months since I've seen my son, JCM, and today he texts me to call. He then shared with me he almost died twice in his truck yesterday while driving home from work. He suddenly had a coughing fit so bad he passed out while driving. Needless to say, angels were steering his truck to the safest place while he passed out. Ended up crashing into the corner of a house. No one was hurt. No one died. Not even a broken bone. He had a bruise on his chest. Thank you, God, for sending your angels to protect him. My son did acknowledge that that was a miracle from God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for softening his heart. Praise God for his long suffering and faithfulness. Praise God for his mercies endure forever. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and which is and is to come. Amen. Praise you, Lord. And she has another praise report. The devil's been playing havoc with my internet servers, not internet, but my servers, where they would just spin. This is why you see at times I'm under ADM 71. After Friday's sermon, all the internet servers went down, only spinning. There was no reason for this problem. Praise God he made a way to get help without costing, because it was my initial thought, hire and pay. But then that was the old corruptible self-thinking. Now I have a Father in heaven that I rely on, so I turned to him, did spiritual warfare as I was taught. He sent me help for my daughter, and now all is good. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. What a difference when we listen to you, Lord, and depend on you instead of trying to do it in our own flesh. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. Grace has a praise report. I thank you, Lord, for protecting me and another driver from having an accident on Saturday, which I would have been at fault. Leaving from home, I waited for a car in the right lane to pass me by before proceeding to make a left turn into the highway, a two-lane road. While making the turn, the driver of the truck in the right lane didn't see me until I was in his lane. Had to slow down immediately from hitting me head on. Yes, the enemy blocked my sight. However, the Lord intervened and stopped the collision. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord God for all his mighty protection. Saints, you got to bind the spirit of accident every time you get in the car to drive. And look what Jesus does. He protected her. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. And my present help in times of trouble says, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for reviving your daughter and servant, Miss Irene. She was wide awake and spoke with me through FaceTime tonight during the service. She has not spoken in a long time. Lord, I thank you for being the mighty physician while she is on the bed of languishing. Thank you for all the progression you give to her in this time. Thank you for healing her. We just praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing our cries. We praise you, Lord. And thank you to all the saints that have been praying for her, too. We just praise you, Lord, that the prayer warriors are rising up and praying. We give you praise and glory, Lord Jesus. We praise you for all that. In case there's praise during a flip turn, a very slight pause in his swimming practice this morning, KK was stung by a bee on his wedding ring finger. The enemy was waiting for him in such precision and timing that would require planning. KK immediately sent the attack back to the sender. Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you for that. Yes, they're doing their warfare. Praise you, Lord. They're growing. AK has a praise report. Today, while cleaning the tile floor in my dining room, I was halfway done. I had closed my eyes to pause for a moment, and when I opened them, I saw that the unfinished part that I hadn't touched was covered with suds, so all I had to do was wipe them up. I bound this occurrence and blinked to see if it was real, and it was. This truly was a gift from God. The Lord was helping him clean. Praise you, Lord, for that. We give you praise and glory. And Dana, as a praise report, I called the security company after Wednesday service night because there had been a rash of break-ins in my neighborhood. I was told it would be a week before they would come out. And this morning I kept hearing the song, Jehovah Sabaoth, God of Angel Armies, in my spirit from Psalms 91. I looked up on YouTube and began singing praises to the song. Afterwards, I received a call from the technician that he came that afternoon and took care of everything. Less than 24 hours. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And NK says, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for answering our adjudication prayers. Things about secret, illegal immigrant flights and voter fraud are coming to light nationally. Yes, prayer warriors, whenever Brother Marshall's up there praying and we're praying with him, we're seeing Jesus answer all those prayer requests. We are seeing him answer everything that we've been praying for. We just give you all praise and all the glory. And saints, don't get in fear when you have something coming at you. Last week, I was at a door of a woman's house. She had put her dogs up, and she did not latch her glass door. And this big monster dog comes running out at me. And all I had time to do was, I bind in Jesus' name. It had its mouth open, ready to bite me, and an angel shut its mouth. And it was running so hard, it just glanced off the thigh of my leg, and then it ran off and never came back, and she couldn't catch it. And I just praise you, Lord, for protecting me, or I'd have been that dog's lunch. I give you all the praise and all the glory. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I praise you for your protection. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. These are wonderful, awesome praise reports. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Those are some wonderful testimonies, saints. See, the Lord is moving. He's moving by his Spirit. He listens every single time we pray. Amen? He protects us. When other people do things that are unfair toward us, if we ask the Lord to step in, he will. Yes, he will. And he will turn it together all around for our good. What was working for evil, he will make it to become a blessing to us. You see? So you have to trust the Lord no matter what it looks like. Amen? We need to pray a minute. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, it's come to our attention, according to Mr. Biden, President Biden, that he's planning to send military persons to Russia because the tensions are running high over the Ukraine. He said he would be moving U.S. troops to Eastern Europe soon. He said he was sending a small number. We don't know how many that is. So we need to pray, saints. On Monday, the Pentagon announced that some 8,500 American troops have been placed on heightened alert to deploy to Eastern Europe. They're supposed to reinforce security on NATO's eastern flank. And they are not certain completely about the possible Russian attack, but they believe it to be a viable threat. Ukraine is not a NATO member. And an official warned that Moscow about retaliation in case it attacks a member of the alliance. So, Saints, they've got plans. They're determined to start a world war no matter how they get it done. So we're going to pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind Zeus and all of his agents in Jesus' name. We bind every principality, power, ruler of darkness, and every spiritual wickedness in high places, all the agendas from under the sea, from those inhabitants, all the agendas that all the puppets and the agents of Satan have and use. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain them with eternal chains under darkness. We call out to the righteous judge, and we ask for your adjudications concerning this matter, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all of those troops that are being sent and all of the troops that are being sent to bring supplies and support to those troops. We plead the blood of Jesus over the NATO troops. We plead the blood of Jesus over Ukraine. And we take authority, dominion, and power over the devil's work in Jesus' name. We call his agenda, his plans, his devices, his maneuvers, his tactics to naught in Jesus' name. In Satan's kingdom, we speak forth their own civil war in Jesus' name. All of this doing is just from the devil. So we return it to him now in Jesus' name. All of his attacks go back to him. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is protecting his people. The Lord is covering his people. We thank you, Lord, for your angels and your hosts protecting the soldiers that go forth to do the bidding of their individual nation. We ask you, Lord, to keep them under your wing of protection. We release Psalm 91 over them. We ask, Father, that you would use these circumstances in the lives of those service persons to bring them closer to you. And if they have not received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they will. We ask you, Lord, to comfort their families worldwide, wherever they are. We ask, Lord, that you use this to bring their families to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and to sincere prayer and seeking you. We thank you, Lord, for every grace and every blessing. We thank you for all that you will do in such a circumstance. We bind the death of innocent souls in the name of Jesus Christ. We take them out of the grips of the devil. We command you, Satan, to loose your grip. Loose your grip. We break your grip and hold over their lives in Jesus' name. Father, we claim those souls for the kingdom of God. So you said if we asked for the heathen for an inheritance, you would give it to us. We're asking. We thank you and we receive in Jesus' name. No innocent blood to be shed, Lord. Give them a sense of alertness, Father. And that they have never known before. Help them, Lord, to listen to your spirit and to follow the Holy Spirit's leading and direction in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We look forward to your adjudications, your judgments, and the execution of them, Father, in this matter in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over the inordinate use of authority in Jesus' name. We ask for your protections, Lord, for those especially that have not received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Lord. We ask you to touch them, to touch their leaders, to touch those who influence them, and to touch those who love them. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Rula la dio surki satererki. Yorukuhoro sundibresha tererriosota. Thank you, Lord. The devil will not win, saint. The devil will not win in this matter. Amen. Code 817, we're coming to you now. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Area code 817, you're on the air now, in Jesus' name. Hello? Hello? Okay, you get this. All right, we'll talk to you later. Praise the Lord. Amen. Area code 9523, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hi, Pastor.
Hi.
Hi. I was calling to give a quick testimony about letting people go out of your life that shouldn't be in your life, and that's in your life with a secret agenda and practicing, like, witchcraft. I had a close friend, which I considered somewhat a Christian. But anyway, the Holy Spirit kept urging me, nudging me, something's not right, you know, step back. So I finally did, and he allowed me to see some things, you know, and then I was like, wow, okay. So I blocked her number, and everything she gave me and stuff, I took it and I threw them out, and it was like a burst of energy. I could feel my praise, and I could feel myself, a change in me, as if something was broken when I did that in me. And I was like, wow, I would never have thought that person, you know, but that's my praise report. I obeyed the Lord. And then another praise report, during the fast off and on, the Lord has kept showing me off and on, but before I just dismissed it, you know, without thinking about it. Like when I moved where I moved to the city, I moved here through the advice of a older man, and the Lord showed me that he was a spiritual reader. I didn't put two and two together with that with him, and I was kind of just being angry. I like, why am I here? I want to move from this state, you know, and go somewhere else. But in my head, I heard I heard like a voice tell me, you're home when I got here, and you're not going back. And the Lord was showing me that that wasn't him. That wasn't him. And all this time, I've been secretly in my heart angry, because I was like, Lord, why can't I want to move. You haven't okayed me to move. You put me here and told me that this is where I was supposed to be. And the Lord had to show me, constantly show me, and during the fast, after the fast, that's when he really showed me clear, and I saw and understood what he was telling me. No, I didn't. That was advice I got through a reader. So that's my testimony.
Well, praise the Lord. You're growing.
Yes, and I was like, and I had to repent and ask the Lord to forgive me for being angry, for not moving, because he was like, you could have moved a long time ago. I didn't put you there. So
well, praise you. So you've learned to listen to the Lord better. You've learned now that you need to bind every voice in Jesus' name, like we've been teaching you from 2 Corinthians 10:5, to bind every voice, everything that comes into your mind, every thought, bind every thought in Jesus' name. That's what we teach you. So you're learning to do that now. Very good. You're learning to test the spirits to see if they really are of God and not just trust whatever you hear. Praise the Lord. You're learning to fast and pray and seek the Lord before you make decisions. Praise the Lord. You're learning to be careful who you associate with. There is all through the Bible. There is truth and direct scriptures that tell us that there are certain kinds of people we are not allowed to associate with. And if we ask the Lord, well, Lord, who in my associations is a violation of the scriptures? The Lord will show us. Yes, amen?
Yes, ma'am. She even tried to, she called me from another number, and she told me she had a gift for me. And my spirit was like, no. I was like, well, I don't think I'll be home. So if you bring it, then just drop it off in the office or put it in the package room. I'll get it. I'll get it, you know, whenever I get home. And she never showed up. I haven't heard from her again. She never came. Never came.
Praise the Lord. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come in agreement with our sisters' permanent separation from those individuals and their evil works in Jesus' name. We cut her free. In the name of Jesus Christ, we cut her free, and we break their grip and hold in her life and in her mind.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit that transferred from them to her in Jesus' name, and we command it to come up and out of her now. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Go into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. All those devils that came through those communications, through those associations, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Come out of her mind. Come out of her mind. Come out of her mind in the name of Jesus. Come out of her mind. Come out of her memory in the name of Jesus. All those triggers and codes and plantings, we uproot you now. The fire of God to destroy you in Jesus' name. The fire of God to destroy you in the name of Jesus Christ. All of those agreements, we break their grip in Jesus' name. All of those words and spirits that were exchanged, we bind you in the name of Jesus, and we sever her from them in the name of Jesus. All of those covenants, we break you now and destroy you in the name of Jesus Christ. All of that misplaced trust, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. All of the deception, all of the lies, all of the delusion. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. All the betrayal, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. All the lies, all the smoke screens, bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. All the hypocrisy, bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Every false front, we break your grip and hold. Come up and out in Jesus' name. Every false front, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. Come up and out of her right now. All of those shared emotions, we cut her free in Jesus' name. All of those shared emotions and sentiments, we cut her free in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. Go into the cage, bound in Jesus' name. all of their attacks against her. We return to sender in the name of Jesus. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack must go back in the name of Jesus. Every attack. Spiritual blindness, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. Spiritual blindness. Unsuspecting, bound. Come out of God's people. Bondage, you are bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. We break the yoke. We break every yoke in Jesus' name. Every yoke is broken and destroyed in the name of Jesus. We destroy the power of contact, points of contact. We bind you in the name of Jesus. Points of contact. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirits that hide those things from her that she hasn't found in the house yet. Open her eyes, Lord. Open her eyes. Open her eyes. Open her eyes. Every curse is broken and destroyed in Jesus' name. Every curse is broken and destroyed in Jesus' name. Every curse is broken and destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every curse is broken and destroyed. Every hex, every vex, all voodoo, all hoodoo, all divination, you're bound in Jesus' name. Wall of fire, wall of fire, wall of fire. All deposits in her body are bound and uprooted and sent back where they came from in Jesus' name. Yes, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Blessings that have been bound, we loose you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, ruka de brisha da hallelujah, ruka da de yoso da brisha de yoso. Hallelujah, rala de yoso da ruka ba 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 sha. Rise de brisha se esha da. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy.
Thank you.
Amen. Take a deep breath and release your prayer language.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Now,
I want you to
spend some time listening to the Lord and taking notes when he talks to you, because he's going to give you some directions, some clear directions. And you'll need to follow them. All right?
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise it. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. God bless you. We love you.
You too.
Good night.
I love
you. Love you, too. You see, saints, to learn. Amen. You're supposed to learn. Whatever you go through, you're supposed to learn from it. You're supposed to learn. It's not just something you just go through and, oh, I went through that. No, you're supposed to learn. Amen? It's important to learn. It's always important to learn. Praise the Lord. Area code 8176, you're on the air now in Jesus' name.
I just had to get the pen. I'm trying to do this.
Hello? I think they stepped away. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, you know, I believe that God has plans for each of us. But we are going to have to learn how to pay close attention to him and to listen to his voice. You see, we've been teaching on binding every thought for a very long time. But how many of you actually do that? It's a lot easier to bind every thought than to find yourself in a disruptive situation because you didn't do it. Amen? Amen. So we're going to bind every thought, aren't we? Yes, because every thought that comes is not of God. Praise the Lord. So we've learned from our sister's testimony tonight. And that is a wonderful thing. So tonight, we're going to pray and seek the Lord about some other adjudications that we desire. You see, the Lord is sitting there waiting for us to pray. Literally, he's waiting for us to pray. He's waiting for us to bring our requests before his throne so that he can move in the earth. He's waiting. That's what he wants. He's waiting for us to speak. He's given us authority in the earth realm, and he expects us to use it. Amen? He expects us to use it. And so we're learning to do just that. And as the Lord has blessed us, we're going to do what we do because he's decided that this is part of our warfare. We're going to learn to tear down strongholds. We're going to learn how to do warfare that affects our world. We're not just going to sit here and say, okay, Pastor, I heard that sermon. No, our presence is going to be felt all over the world. And why? Because that's what we're supposed to do. You see, it's supposed to matter eternally that we came this way and did what we did and learned what we learned. It's supposed to matter eternally. So we're making an eternal impact when we pray, Saint. So tonight we are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who announced her run for reelection with the audacity to claim that it was for the benefit of the children. The fact that she could say something like that with a straight face is truly impressive. Thank you for giving me the privilege to represent our city and our San Francisco values in the Congress, she said. On Tuesday, human rights, reproductive justice, LGBTQ equality, respect for immigrants, and care for each other, she continued. When people ask me, what are the three most important issues facing Congress? I always say the same thing. Our children, our children, our children. Their health, their education, the housing and economic security of their families, a clean, safe environment in which they can live, and the world at peace, and where they are all welcome, in which they can reach their fulfillment. This is my life. Why I am in Congress, for the children. This is my story, and this is, oh, no, she didn't. And this is my song, Pelosi added. As you hear me say, when you're in the arena, you have to be able to take for the children, she concluded. Our democracy is at risk because of assaults on the truth, the assault on the U.S. Capitol, and the state-by-state assault on voting rights. This election is crucial. Nothing less is at stake than our democracy. As we say, we don't agonize, we organize. And that's why I'm running for re-election to Congress and respectfully seek your support. You have to have a strong stomach if you want to hear this stuff sing. If you really know what Nancy Pelosi is about, you'll know there wasn't an ounce of truth in anything she said. Okay? It's just not there. She had the audacity. Lord, I have to hand that one to you. This is her story and this is her song. Sure. Uh-huh. I know where she got that from. Amen. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning former vice president and chief scientist for Pfizer, Michael Yadin, revealed that the government is lying about the COVID vaccine and described how demonstratively false their propaganda is, he said in last year. I have realized that my government and its advisors are lying in the faces of the British people about everything to do with this coronavirus. Absolutely everything. It's a fallacy, this idea of asymptomatic transmission, and that you don't have symptoms, but you are a source of a virus. That lockdowns work. That masks have a protective value, obviously, for you or someone else. And that variants are scary things and even need to close international borders in case some of these nasty foreign variants get in. Or, by the way, on top of the current list of gene-based vaccines that we have miraculously made, there will be some top-up vaccines to cope with the immune escape variant, he continued. He added, everything I have told you, every single one of those things is demonstrably false, but our entire national policy is based on these all being broadly right, and they are all wrong. His main points included, there is no possibility current variants of COVID-19 will escape immunity. It's just a lie. Yet governments around the world are repeating this lie, indicating that we are witnessing not just convergent opportunism, but a conspiracy. Meanwhile, media outlets and big tech platforms are committed to the same propaganda and censorship of the truth. Pharmaceutical companies have already begun to develop unneeded top-up booster vaccines for the variants. The companies are planning to manufacture billions of vials in addition to the current experimental COVID-19 vaccine campaign. Regulatory agencies like the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the European Medicines Agency, medicine agencies have announced that these top-up vaccines will be so similar to the prior injections, which were approved for emergency use authorization, drug companies will not be required to perform any clinical safety studies. Thus, this virtually means that design and implementation of repeated and coerced mRNA vaccines go from the computer screen of a pharmaceutical company into the arms of hundreds of millions of people, injecting some superfluous genetic sequence for which there is absolutely no need or justification. Why are they doing this? Since no benign reason is apparent, the use of vaccine passports along with a banking reset could issue in a totalitarianism unlike the world has ever seen. Recalling the evil of Stalin, Mao, and Hitler, mass depopulation, and remains a logical outcome. So you see, there are people that know that this is a lie. The whole thing is a big lie. But you see, they squelch those voices. We're requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning Attorney General Ellison of Minnesota. Minnesota said that there are companies who failed to deliver COVID-19 test results and falsified negative results in the first major legal action against companies in recent weeks. Attorney General Ellison is now suing these two testing companies that have been the subject of scores of consumer complaints nationwide. Ellison filed a lawsuit last Wednesday against the two Illinois-based companies, Center for COVID Control, LLC, and Doctors Clinical Laboratory, Inc., that reportedly collected samples from Minnesotan citizens for COVID-19 testing, but either failed to deliver the test results or delivered test results that were falsified or inaccurate. According to a Zoom meeting detailing the announcement, Ellison received numerous complaints from Minnesotans who submitted COVID-19 tests at pop-up sites around the state operated by Center for COVID Control, who never received their test result from the company's associated laboratory, despite waiting for weeks or more. Minnesotans also reported receiving test results from the companies despite having never submitted a sample for testing. Center for COVID Control is one of the biggest players in the COVID testing space, operating over 300 sites nationwide, according to an NBC report from January 14th, which noted that the company is under federal investigation, as well as being probed by attorney generals in several states. Worse still, the people in Minnesota who had never submitted samples reported they'd received test results from the companies, according to the lawsuit. Even more disturbingly, defendants have fraudulently represented that Minnesota customers have tested negative for COVID-19, despite consumers never having submitted samples for defendants to test, it states. In a statement, Ellison said he is pursuing legal action against the companies to hold them accountable for deceiving Minnesotans and undermining the public's trust in testing. My job is to fight for Minnesotans' security and help them live with dignity, safety, and respect, making sure that they have accurate tools to them safe from the COVID-19 pandemic is a key part of that job, he said, vowing to use every tool at his disposal to go after companies that undermine public safety. Neither the Center for COVID Control nor Doctors Clinical Laboratory immediately responded to requests for comment Wednesday. Pop-up testing sites have proliferated as demand for surges. Since large hospital systems and state and local health departments operate walk-in, drive-through testing sites, consumers' complaints in states such as Oregon and Illinois reveal that customers are not always aware the pop-up testing site they are visiting is not affiliated with a doctor's office or health agency. Some of the Center for COVID Control 300 locations are pop-up tailgate tents or shipping container. Wow. My. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning nearly 4 in 10 men with either a girlfriend or a wife who had an abortion say they had the most influence on the decision to terminate the pregnancy. According to a recent study, a study of 1,000 men who had a female partner get an abortion and knew of their significant other's pregnancy before their baby was terminated was conducted by Lifeway Research last year and was sponsored by CareNet, an evangelical network of crisis pregnancy centers. The findings were announced last week, with 74% of men reporting that their female partner talked with them before having an abortion. About 48% said their partner spoke with a medical professional, and 38% said she spoke with her mother. 38% of men said they had the most influence on the decision, following by 18% saying it was a medical professional and 14% saying it was the woman's mother. Only 4% said it was the abortion provider. In 2015, when we surveyed women who had an abortion, they indicated men were the most influential factor in their decision, said CareNet CEO in a statement. CareNet recognized that despite this influence, the role of men had not yet been explored. This new study directly examines their feelings and experiences when the decision to have an abortion was made. The survey also found that 42% of men had either strongly urged or suggested that their female partner get an abortion, while 31% did not give her any advice. Only 8% said they strongly urged against having an abortion. Eye-opening. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning Justice Breyer, who is 83 and the oldest member of the U.S. Supreme Court, will retire at the end of the court's current term that runs through the end of June. NBC and CNN reported this. It will give Biden the opportunity to appoint a successor who could serve for decades. Breyer was appointed to the Supreme Court by Democratic President Bill Clinton in 1994. Only conservative Justice Clarence Thomas, one of the two black men ever on the high court, has served longer among the current justices, joining it in 1991. Biden, during the 2020 presidential election campaign, pledged to nominate a black woman to fill any Supreme Court vacancy, which would be a historic first. Biden's fellow Democrats hold a razor-thin majority in the U.S. Senate, which under the U.S. Constitution gets to confirm Supreme Court nominees. Amen. So you see, saints, we got a lot of praying to do. we've got a lot of praying to do. Amen. We've got a lot of praying to do, a whole lot of praying to do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we just want to ask you that as Brother Marshall comes, Lord, that you will bless him with the prayers that you want us to pray, what you want him to say, Lord. We come in agreement. We stand as one body before you. We thank you for what you will do as a result of our prayer time together, Lord, and we ask for your blessing in Jesus' name. Brother Marshall.
And I also ask for your wisdom, Father, in Jesus' name. He said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth all men liberally and abradeth not, and it will be given him. I commit my works unto you, Lord, and my thoughts will be established according to your word in Proverbs 16:3. And so, Father, as we come boldly together before your throne of grace with our big brother Jesus, we want to say thank you, Father, for your amazing and extraordinary grace for such a time as this. We thank you, Father God, you use those foolish things of the world to confound the wise, even as you said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Because it is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God that you paid that price, Lord Jesus. You took our cup of cursing that we might receive your cup of blessing. And we thank you the privilege of drinking into one spirit with you, Lord. And you said, cut up, but in verse 27, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised hath God chosen, the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him, but of God, are we altogether, are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. I thank you, Father, for all the little things you seem to care about. You know how many hairs on each one of our heads. You know about all these things. Sometimes we have need of patience to inherit the promises, but all the promises are always yes and amen in Christ Jesus. And I thank you for the privilege of being in you, Lord Jesus. For in you we live and move and have our being. Even as you said, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. And it says that we're in you, we need to walk just like Jesus walked. Was Jesus biting his nails and worried about things? No. Was he the least bit concerned? No. He was just listening to you, Father, and doing what you told him to do. So help us all to be following our good shepherd and do whatever he tells us to do. So we come boldly before your throne of grace, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, concerning all these various prayer requests that Dr. Sabrina has already read through, Father God. And we thank you for hearing all these things, Father. And I'm also in agreement with Pastor Sabrina's prayers at the beginning, before she took a couple of calls, Father, in Jesus' name, concerning the situation with Ukraine. And we know, Father God, that things that whatever the people in the tyrannical kind of government try to persuade people to believe through their controlled media sources are actually the opposite, that Russia has no interest, Father God, in starting a war. But there are a lot of people in the deep state who were very concerned about everything they've done being exposed, even as Pastor Sabrina read about the retired person from Pfizer who said everything they're saying about the COVID thing is absolutely the opposite. And what they're saying about what's going on in kind of about Biden trying to bring some troops over, I mean, he may want to bring some troops over there, but the people in Europe don't want the troops because they're living over there. And they know Russia has far more superior hypersonic technology. The U.S. doesn't have it. NATO doesn't have it. And they don't want war brought to their land. And besides, Ukraine's not even part of NATO. So, Father God, we ask you to bring everything to light, all that the enemy has been trying to do and busy doing. We ask you to expose it all, Father, in the way that you want, in Jesus' name, even according to your word in Matthew 10:26, in Jesus' name. You told us not to be afraid about these things, Father, but you said everything that's being done is going to be revealed, and you're going to bring it to light. Father, you bring all kinds of things to light. Some things seem so inconsequential to others, but for us, when you do some things, we thank you for bringing the prodigal child's home to the parent, Father God. The answer to many prayer requests. I had to put a prayer request in the global prayer room maybe over a month ago. My regular hat that I got some time ago, I didn't know where I left it. And I thought I must have just set it down somewhere when I was out shopping or something. I couldn't figure out where it was. I found it last night. I'm so grateful for that, Father. We thank you that we have need of patience to inherit the promises. And you said, fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. So we thank you for bringing all these things to light in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory for what you've done and what you're going to do in Jesus' name. And concerning this business with Nancy Pelosi wanting to run and giving this nice little super saccharine, sweet, play-acting speech, Father God, in Jesus' name, as if she really cares about the children. Oh, she cares about having enough people, for the pedophiles. She cares about having enough children brought across the southern border to service all the lusts of the demons in the spirits that are surrounding the people around her, Father. But, Father God, you said in your word in Psalm 140, verse 11, let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. So, Father, if she does not repent, and we do pray for those in authority, Father God, all those in authority, that you give them that opportunity to repent. And, Father God, if they don't, it is a very fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God, that you will send the evil spirits to hunt the violent man to overthrow them, hunt those that have evil intents, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, whether it's those that are pushing this whole so-called COVID narrative, Father God, which we're beginning to learn, and we thank you, Father God, for keeping the channels open, for people to have, keeping the Internet up and keeping access to these things available, those who want to find out and leading us, those that you lead, even as you led Pat Holiday, Father. She would go up on maybe Alex Jones' site or one of those, Father, and she would just pray. She'd just read the headlines, and she wouldn't necessarily, but just quickly go through them. See, is there anything you want me to look into? Anything you want me to look into? And then, oh, she came across this one, and she would get into depth and pray about that. And then she would glance over and say, oh, that's not interesting. Lord said, no, go back and look at that. It says about Trump and the reset. Oh, you want me to read that? Yes, I want you. So she went back and read it. So, Father, we thank you for leading Pat Holiday, leading Pastor Sabrina, leading Pastor Bill, and leading all of us. And we ask you to teach us all, because we're just your servants, Father God, just like you said in 1 Corinthians. He used the weak things to overturn the mighty. So we thank you. Even as Pat Holiday was not, somebody who bench pressed 250 pounds when she had people come against her to kill, steal, and destroy, Father God. But you gave her discernment, and we do thank you for every gift that you give us by your Spirit, Father. Gave all of your saints and all those associated with Miracle in that Church or Miracle Outreach Ministries discernment, Father God, to make the right choices, to be where you want us to be, doing what you want us to do, and listening to your voice. Listening not to so much to the anchors on CNN or NBC or even Fox News or Newsmax or any of these things, because none of them all speak the truth. The only place we get the real truth is from the Word of God, who is true. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We want life. We want to listen to life. We want truth. We need to listen to the Word, the words that are true, because Jesus can never, ever, ever lie. It's impossible for God to lie. And he says, lo, I'm with you always. Since he's with us and together with God, nothing shall be impossible. And you said, Father, if two of you on earth agree, touch anything you ask, it shall be done to my Father, which is in heaven. We ask you to pour forth of your Spirit in a supernatural way, Father God, in Jesus' name. Pour forth of your Spirit. Even as you told us, Father God, and this is hard for my intellect to comprehend, but it's in your word. You said in the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, therefore, let no man, no, not Marshall, nobody, let no man, not even the Pope, how about that, let not even Biden, not even Trump, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. Oh, and you are of Christ, and Christ is of God. Christ is God's. And you are Christ. We belong to Jesus. Why? Because he purchased us with his own blood. I don't belong to Marshall anymore. I don't belong to the devil anymore. I used to. Whoever we obey, that's our boss. When I used to carry grudges, oh yeah, I was obeying the devil. When I used to be controlled by ungodly fear, ooh, I was a servant of the devil. But I got to repent, because human beings can repent. Demons can't repent. The devil can't repent. I don't know about some of these people who are high levels in witchcraft, whether they can repent or not. If you can get a hold of Khrushchev and Saul of Tarsus, who did some pretty nasty things, maybe you can get a hold of some of them, Father, because it says, the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. It's rivers of water. You turn it whichever way you will. We ask you to turn whoever this little puppet is, Biden, and those that are pulling the puppet strings, whether it's not just Obama, but all those, Rice and all these different people pulling the puppet strings, but the ones above them, Father. Not just the Bill Gates and the ones from the Great Reset business, Father God, Klaus Schwab and all this. We ask you to move on the hearts of those that can be moved, especially those that are the right-hand men and their servants that are trying to bring about the narrative, to bring about the global reset. Because this whole thing was created, Father God. We know the whole thing was created. And people can go to different sites, Father God. I'm not recommending anybody do that unless the Holy Spirit tells you to do it. But people can go to different sites, even as Pat did. And she would just pray, do you want me to read this or not? Nope, go on to the next thing. Okay. Go back and read the word. Okay, yeah, that's great. Because that's where faith comes. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. So we thank you for that, Father, increasing all of our faith, ever-increasing faith. And we thank you for giving us this authority, Father God, astonishing authority. The world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. You give them to us, Lord. How can we thank you? That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 22. Thank you. Do I understand it? Somebody goes, well, he doesn't really literally mean that. Well, a lot of times he literally meant what he wrote in the Word. Because God doesn't put things out there as a mistake. Well, it's just a slip of the tongue. No, it's at least the King James Version. There's a lot of other phony versions out there. They have all kinds of stuff missing and twisted and all kinds of weird stuff. Kind of pathetically. But this is the real God, the real Word of the living God. And we thank you for that, Father. So, Father, we ask you to expose what's being exposed by the former vice president from Pfizer, Dr. Michael Yaden, that he's telling the truth. And many others have been telling the truth, even as he was that lawyer that went before Congress just recently, Father God. He said that there's government, part of the Department of Defense has said, yep, there's some stuff going on that the vaccine is not doing what they said it's doing. It's not safe or effective. It's the opposite. It's ineffective. It could cause mass depopulation, as he said. It could be very unhealthy. But, Father God, you can turn things around. You know, there are many people who have been living their lives, Father God, just thinking, oh, I'm a good Christian. You know, I go punch the time clock at this particular church or that particular church, and I live my life the way I want to, and if I'm hungry, I don't ask you. I just go eat whatever it is. If I feel like going to a heathen temple, if I want to go to a Buddhist temple and eat what they're offering, I'll just go and eat there. If I want to go and eat the stuff that's sacrificed to the people from Islam, I can go eat their food too. I can go to the grocery store and buy all those things sacrificed to devils, Father God. And they don't think anything about it. They think that's perfectly fine. Think about their needs to different gods, little gods, the god of selfishness, the god of, it's my phone, my iPhone. It's my iBook, my iWhatever, my email. We bind every one of these spirits of idolatry, Father God. Every demon, Satan, you're bound. Every ungodly spirit is bound, including in those in all the global governmental groups are bound. Every ungodly spirit is bound in Jesus' name, not just from Trudeau, not just from Biden, not just from Macron. All the, not just in Austria and Australia, every ungodly spirit trying to bring about ungodly control, because that's all witchcraft is controlling people against their will. To try and do what? Give everybody a social credit score. Why do they need that? Oh, so they can control them. They like doing puppeteering. You know, when I was a little kid, I thought that was fun, and I saw the little strings coming down, and the little puppet dancing around on the stage. Isn't that cute? Isn't that fun? And it might be kind of fun if you're 6 years old, but it's not so fun if there are human beings at the end of those strings jumping around, especially if those human beings think they're Christians, and they're being jerked around. So, Father God, we ask you to cut the puppet strings, Father God. Cut all the ungodly controlling spirits, the spirit of mass psychosis, Father God, the spirits of mass hypnotism, in Jesus' name. You said, what shall I render unto the Lord for those benefits to me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. We ask you to deliver us all as we repent and renounce all of our personal and generational iniquities, personal sins and generational iniquities, going back at least 10 generations, going forward at least 10, maybe 100 generations, Father God, of those that love you and are obedient to you, Lord, because obedience is still better than sacrifice. Help us to hear and do what you want each of us to do. Father, we ask you to deliver us all. Your arm's not too short to save, like you said in wherever that is in Numbers. I think it's 11:23. I think that's where it is. And there's other places, Isaiah 59:1. But we don't want to hide iniquity in our heart because we want to make sure you're hearing us, Lord. So help us all to cleanse our hearts, Father God. Even as Sarah Delia was putting in the prayer request tonight, that she would be cleansed daily. We all need to die to the old man, die to fear, carrying grudges, biting the nails, worrying, thinking God's not in charge, which is a lie, by the way. God is in charge. He just wants us to grow up. He wants Marshall to grow up. And we say, well, I'm not a child anymore. Yeah, but I'm still learning. God doesn't have grandchildren. He's teaching all of us, and all of his children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of his children. Thank you, Jesus, for making peace by the blood of your cross. Wow, what an extravagant price you paid to redeem us back from the devil. We are redeemed not with corruptible things as silver and gold, but incorruptible blood as of a lamb without spot or blemish. And we overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. We don't love our lives as much as we love Jesus, because he really is our life. If he says, take away the breath from that creature, the breath is taken away. Remember what he said to the fig tree? It didn't produce figs. It didn't produce leaves. It was withered up in a very short time. Help us all to be fruitful, Father, and bring forth the fruit that you want. Even it's just having a smile that's not hidden by a mask. And we thank you, Father God, you don't want us to be under masks anymore. You don't want anything to be hidden anymore, in Jesus' name. I'm turning to Isaiah 25. And it says, in verse 7, he will destroy in this mountain, that's Mount Moriah, where Jesus died on the cross for all of us. If you're a human being listening to the sound of my voice, he died for you. Is he in your heart? And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people and the veil that is spread over all nations. No, we don't have to be a nun or one of those ladies from Islam with the burqa on to have our mouth covered with a veil. Isn't that nice? They're trying to get us used to wearing stuff on our faces. People that don't even have to wear glasses are getting used to wearing masks. Why is that? They want people to get ready to wear an Oculus so they could bring us all into the metaverse? Is that what this is all about? So they can blend human beings and put different DNA in them so they can control them like little puppet masters so we will serve Satan and lose our souls? Oh, what will man give in exchange for his soul? What will they give? But it's more convenient this way. And I can keep my job. And not only that, I don't even have to leave the house. So, Father God, we ask you to wake up the people. What's really going on? What's behind all this COVID nonsense? And we ask you, Father God, to send your warring angels, the more with us than them, to fight for your children, those coming into the body of Christ, including those standing up against this tyranny in Canada, particularly at this time, Father God, where there's more than 1 million people, from what I've heard. I haven't gone there to count them. That's what I've heard, that are marching against the government in Ottawa, and more than 50,000 so truck drivers driving in their snow and the cold up there, Father God, and it's pretty chilly up there, Father God, and they're along the side of the roads waving their Canadian flags and encouraging them, and some American truckers are driving them, joining them. We thank you, Father God, for causing the people in Canada to stand up against the tyranny, Father God, because they say, hey, they don't want to feel forced to get a vaccine, to have a vaccine passport. So we thank you, Father God, for waking up the people to know what's really going on and causing those few little puppet masters like Trudeau to tremble in their boots even Nancy Pelosi is putting on a good front. They're trembling in their boots. And that the Bidens and whoever is pulling the puppet strings behind Biden and all of that, they tremble in their boots because they know that people are waking up in huge numbers all over the globe, not just in France and not just in Germany and Austria and Australia, yes, in Canada and in the United States. We thank you for waking up the sleeping giant, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that anointing, Father God, that removes and destroys the yoke of the enemy. Never take the Holy Ghost from us. We thank you for the anointing that abideth. We need not have any man to teach us, as that same anointing is truth and is no lie, even as it hath taught us we shall abide in him. Thank you for saying the Holy Ghost, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that according to 1 John 2:27. We give you praise for that anointing that remains, Father God, that anointing, Father. We thank you, Father God, for bringing to light what's going on, not just in Europe, not just in the United States, not just in Canada, all over the world, Father God, in Jesus' name. And this is a plan that's been in the works for a long, long time, in Jesus' name. I ask you to bring everything to light the way you want. We thank you for the Attorney General in Minnesota standing against the false nonsense of the people getting COVID results who didn't even have tests, and those people, Father God, who sent in for tests and never got the results. And, of course, the results are all based on the who knows how many cycles they use for the PCR tests, which were never designed by the inventor of that, to test for this. And that's why they're coming out with a new test this year in 2022. It's supposed to differentiate between the regular flu and so-called vaccines like COVID and all of that. Father God, we know that the likes of Fauci, they have lots of other little things up their sleeve to try and control people with. But, Father, you've not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. But Father, we ask you to deliver many, many people from that spirit of fear, including those connected and related to those within the sound of my voice, all their family members and their friends. I have several that have gone that way. And some people are starting to wake up, Father God. Some people say, well, I did get one chap. I'm never getting another one. We thank you, Father God, for those people that you spared their lives and you gave them an opportunity to repent, even as the fellow who I heard was a Greek Orthodox monk or something like that. And he got bamboozled into it, too. He got one jab. And then he used to have fellowship with the Lord regularly. As soon as he got the jab, boop, like a metal door slammed shut, an iron pan over his head, no longer a communication with God. He said, uh-oh, I've seriously sinned against God. Oh, so he did. He prayed. He repented big time. Never, ever going to get another one of these things. I repent. And the communication started to open. He got to hear from the Lord again. Because he realized he'd done a terrible, terrible thing and have a family member who had really given her heart to the Lord. And apparently she had one job, and she had the most horrific nightmares after that job. I think the Holy Ghost was trying to get her attention, but she went and got a second one. Oh, Lord. And her husband went and got a booster. Oh, Lord. After being warned. Oh, Lord. Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Deliver everyone from all these spirits of mass insanity, mass hypnotism, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Jesus said, ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. And every spirit of ungodly control, every spirit of witchcraft, every spirit of pharmakia, sorcery, and witchcraft, stand against all those are and will be members of the body of Christ, including all the children, especially all the descendants of every believer, all the family members of every believer, returned at least sevenfold continued repetition on the heads of spirits of sin. Do those spirits intend to do to every one of us, any one of us, in Jesus' name. I continue to speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy. And they only hear what Jesus wants them to hear. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us. You said, believe in the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved in your household in Acts 16:31. And we thank you, Father, for those different, many, many different promises you've given us, Lord. You said you will circumcise my heart and the heart of my seed, that we will love you, Lord, and live. We shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And we thank you, Father, for performing your word. So this is my covenant with them. The spirit that I put upon you and the words I put in your mouth will not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of your seed, nor out of the mouth of your seed, your grandchildren, from henceforth and forevermore. For all the saints, we thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' name, and all the descendants of every believer. Excuse me. Father, I ask you to clear this impediment, this attack coming against my voice and the voice of every one of the members of the body of Christ. Help us to speak clearly what you want, the way you want, under the unction of your spirit. Satan, you're bound, or your underlings are bound continually, instantly, immediately. Every mind-controlled spirit, every eye-blocking spirit, Leviathan, Kundalini, every spirit of idolatry is bound. Every spirit behind Molech, trying to sacrifice children to the living God, including through people like Nancy Pelosi. Every spirit of Molech is bound. Every ungodly spirit of idolatry is bound. Every spirit of adenochrome, all these demonic spirits from behind pedophilia, every spirit behind every spirit of perversion, every unclean, perverse spirit, every spirit of antichrist, unloving, rejection, all ungodly spirits are bound. Cancel their summons. Every spirit of ungodly fear is bound in Jesus' name. You, Satan, and all your underlings are perpetually bound. Every single one of your underlings, not just Leviathan, Kundalini, Asmodeus, Osmodeus, Incubus, Succubus, every ungodly spirit continually, instantly, and perpetually bound in Jesus' name, according to the word of the living God that's forever settled in heaven in Jesus' name. Because Jesus says, and we're in agreement because of the blood of the covenant, and Jesus said, he doesn't even want one of these little ones. You don't, Father, don't want one of these little ones to perish. According to Matthew 18:14. And so it is the will of your Father. So it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. Father, too many have perished already. Too many have perished already. Teenagers getting myocarditis. Young children having nasty side effects, Father God. Neurological symptoms and all kinds of horrific things, Father. We ask you to deliver all the children, Father God. And you said, come with me, in Matthew 18:18, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And again I say unto you that if two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Hey, we prayed in agreement. I got my hat back. I just had to wait a little bit. So we know you're going to perform your word. For two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. You're here right now, Lord. Thank you for being a wall of fire around about and the glory in the midst. And the glory in the midst. It says in Proverbs 17:6, the glory of children, their fathers. Thank you, Father, for restoring the glory the Lord Jesus had with you from before the foundation of the world. We thank you for that glory. Thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost. Oil, olive, beaten for light. The enemy is destroyed by the brightness of your coming. Thank you for pouring forth of your spirit, Father, afresh. These are the last days. We ask you to pour forth of your spirit. Send your obedient angels and your Holy Ghost to have his way with all those who have interceded for all the descendants of every believer, the family members of every believer, friends of every believer, neighbors of every believer, co-workers of every believer, and all the children, and all those who ever call for help and whoever will call for help, including the people in all these different situations, the people in Minnesota calling for help, the people in Canada calling for help, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask you to deliver us from every one of these tyrants, Father God, in Jesus' name, no matter what they're called. And we know, Father God, there may be a change, but we need to look past the change, Father God, and see, oh, did somebody else put up this person? Do they have the same basic agenda? Do they still want to get everybody to have be controlled by little puppet masters and have their DNA blended in with some computer, AI controlling the human beings instead of the Holy Ghost speaking to us and guiding us into truth? We don't want to be like that monk who couldn't hear from heaven. We want to make sure we're hearing from Jesus every moment of every day and doing all and only what he wants. You've been teaching pathology. You've been teaching me. Father God, sometimes you chasing your children. And I've been chastened, and that's a good thing. Then I know I belong to you because you know how to chasten us appropriately. So, Satan, we belong to the true and living God because the Lord says, take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Ghost made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he, God, has purchased with his own blood. We don't belong to ourselves. We don't belong to you, Satan. We belong to the living God who created heaven and earth. And, Satan, you never created anything. You're just a copycat. You are a little God. You are a magistrate. You have an authority in this spirit realm, in the second heavens. But we bind every ungodly spirit from any communications from the second heavens, the bush and the deep, to all those who have been deceived, including those in any position of authority and those that will be in positions of authority in every nation, every area, not just affecting Ukraine, not just affecting the United States of America, not just the puppet Biden and all his connected relations, the people behind the scenes pulling his puppet strings, all his handlers, all the handlers of all these things. We close every ungodly portal, every ungodly gate. We close every ungodly stargate, all ungodly portals trying to bring things through like they were trying to do with CERN. We close and seal every ungodly access to all those we've interceded for, will intercede for, in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. because Jesus said, we overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. We love not our lives unto the death. And it is written in Revelation chapter 3, verse 7, Jesus speaking, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we seal and close all these portals that demons are trying to flow through. We close and seal them and slam them shut in their faces. Now, in Jesus' name, now is the day of salvation. It is written, call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be delivered. And we thank you for delivering us all because of the blood that comes to Satan. You all, your underlings are bound. Know for the flow of power, communication from all the demons and every access point to all those in the body of Christ, the blood of Jesus over every door, every window, every access to each and every one of us, every vehicle, not just Sabrina's vehicle, every vehicle where each one of us are traveling in, even common carriers, buses, trains, airplanes, if many are seek that to follow those ways, the blood of Jesus over access to each and every one of us underneath of the everlasting arms. We thank you for warring, linking angels round about all your saints, continually, instantly, immediately, Lord. And I continue to speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, and they may only hear what Jesus wants to hear pertaining to each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, because of the blood of the covenant. For thou shalt decree a thing that shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. We thank you for hiding us all in the secret place of the Most High. In Jesus' name. And it is written in Job, J-O-B, chapter 28, verses 7 and 8, there is a path which no fowl knoweth, which the vulture's eye hath not seen, the lion's whelp hath not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. So, Father God, we thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus, the power in coming to the Lord Jesus, Father, in Jesus' name. The power, the amazing, amazing power, the waking up the sleeping giant, Father, in Jesus' name. And you said in your word in Numbers 23, verse 24, chapter 23, verse 24, behold, the people shall rise up, a great lion shall lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat the prey and drink the blood of the slain. We thank you, Father God, for the many types and shadows in your word, Father God, in Jesus' name, even as you told us in Matthew 24, 28, in Jesus' name. I'm turning there. God, I said, I don't have all these memorized. The Holy Ghost is, thank you for not leaving me. Thank you for teaching me. Matthew 24, 28. Jesus says, wheresoever the carcass is, remember, if we die with him, we shall also live with him. He died in the flesh. He was resurrected by the Spirit. Yes, he was resurrected physically, but he was resurrected by the Spirit. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. We thank you, Lord, for gathering us together with the Lord Jesus, even as you asked. We ask that you would gather us all together. And we ask, where is that? In Psalm 106. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Which verse is it? Save us, O God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks to thy holy name, to triumph in thy praise. In Psalm 106, verse 47. Save us, O Lord our God. Save us, O Yahweh our Elohim, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks to thy holy name and to triumph in thy praise. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will eagles be gathered together. That's what happens when we have communion. We're gathering around the Lord Jesus. He calls us like his angels. Remember, he renews our youth like the eagles. And you know what? There's a scripture in Job 39 that happens to refer to that. Isn't that interesting? Of course, the word of God is given by inspiration of God. Kind of about that. And toward the end of Job 39, starting verse 27, doth the eagle mount up at thy command and make her nest on high? God is speaking to Job. She dwelleth and abideth on the rock, the crag of the rock, the strong place. From thence she seeketh the prey, and her eyes behold afar off. Her young ones also suck up blood. And where the slain are, there is she. So we're gathered together with you, Lord Jesus, in agreement according to Matthew Matthew 18, 8 would bind you, Satan, all your underlings are already bound. Every one of them named and not named. Every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, including the spirit behind an evil speaker, are bound and gagged. All spirits behind lying, stealing, and destroying are bound. Every spirit of covetousness is bound. Every spirit of greed and corruption is bound. Every demonic spirit seeking to kill, steal, and destroy is bound, including every spirit of Zeus and agreement with Pastor Sabrina are bound. Against their assignments of those in the deep state trying to stir up a war with Russia so they can hide the mass slaughter of what's going on with the vaccine and all the many people, more than a million people, have had adverse effects. And more than 20,000, even according to the VAERS report, from what I understand, have died, actually, after the vaccine. Just a coincidence, of course. It has nothing to do with the vaccine. That's what they want people to think. They don't even want people to think about it. In fact, they want to make sure that doesn't go out into the news cycle. So that's why all people are deplatformed, and they have to run to places like Natural News or Brightian or one of these other places, or Rumble or some other place, to get their information out, because these other sources, which are controlled by what? The CCP? Is it really true? Do they control the New York Times? How could that be? That must be just a conspiracy theory. Of course. Just like they said, the vaccine, it came from some wet market, right? And the fact that it could be released from a lab, that was just a conspiracy theory until they said, oh, it did come from a lab. Oh, and the lab started in the United States, and then it was brought over to China by this Fauci. But Fauci's not the only one who does the nasty things. Oh, there's all kinds of other people. I've done some terrible things in the past, Father, but I've repented, and you're changing me. And we all get to repent and be changed. Father, we ask that because the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, you move on not only Putin, but on Biden and whoever's pulling Biden's puppet strings, his handlers, to do what you want and deliver us from every ungodly spirit behind Zeus, every spirit thing to kill, steal, and destroy. We ask you to overturn all these corrupt regimes, Father God, globally, Father God, not just in the United States, not just in England, not just in Canada, every nation, Father God, where people are controlled by little, like a cartoon. It's like a silly, if it wasn't so sick and sad and people dying, it would be funny. But it's not funny. But those little cartoon, Pinky in the Brain. What are we going to do today? Oh, we're going to take over the world. That's what we do every day. Pinky in the Brain. Why do they have these little things? To help clue people in on what they're trying to do. Take over the world for Satan. Isn't that sick? And even as Pat Holliday said, they're trying to bring in the New World Order. Who was it? The original George Bush said, that's in the United Nations. He said, that's what we want to bring in, the New World Order. They want to bring in a New World Religion. They'll all bow down and worship a false god. Father, we bind every spirit behind this false religion, every spirit of idolatry, every spirit of worshiping pharmakia, sorcery, and witchcraft, every spirit of this cult, this medical cult, is bound. Every spirit behind the medical cult, every spirit of mind control is bound. Every spirit coming from the 5G, 6G, pulse spirits, microwave spirits, all bound and returned to at least sevenfold his spirits who sent them. Do those demons to do to them what they intend to do to us. And we ask you, Father God, to break those machines they're trying to use to control the weather and the atmosphere contrary to your plans, whether it be harp or any other things, trying to cause volcanoes to erupt, trying to cause earthquakes, trying to cause tornadoes and all kinds of unnecessary, excessive high wind storms and colder temperatures than ever. And Father God, we ask you to deliver those in harm's way, including the refugees, of which I heard there were the two families that froze to death kind of on the border, Father God, with the refugees on the border with Jordan, Father God, because they're just in tents. They didn't have enough warmth, and they're having snow there, and it's one below there. Father God, we ask you to deliver all the people in harm's way, Father, in Jesus' name, all the people in harm's way. Yes, all the children, not just in Canada, all the children, the refugees along the border in Jordan, all their children in harm's way in every nation, Father God, in Ghana, in Nigeria, all the people in harm's way. Cut that up. The indigenous people in Australia, Father God, where they're trying to grab their children, throw them down, and force the needle into their arm to bring them into the thing so they can be tracked by all these new satellites they're putting up there. Why do they have new satellites to monitor the American people? Oh, domestic terrorism. Of course, that's the new enemy. Anybody who actually believes in Jesus Christ, anybody who wants to have the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, those are domestic terrorists. Father God, we ask you to deliver us from every one of these spirits of lies and deception, Father God, in Jesus' name. And thank you, Father, for sending you warnings and guardian angels. And Father God, I just had to have a little bit of patience when I got my hat back. I thought I was losing my mind, Father God, but I'm not, because the head of every man is Christ, and he knows what he's doing. So sometimes we do have need of patience to inherit the promises. Sometimes it's a little challenging. I think if the Patriots that have been detained, Father God, after the January 6th thing. I ask you to encourage them and strengthen them and give them the ability to keep on singing the national anthem or whatever they're doing to encourage themselves. We give you praise and honor and glory, Father, for hearing and answering all these prayers and all the many, many, many prayers and delivering all the prayers of the saints. I thank you for all the saints that are praying for Pastor Bill and Pastor Sabrina and all of us. We give you praise, Father, for hearing all the prayers of the saints and delivering us all from every ungodly spirit in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you. God bless and help, Father God, people that are trying to rescue this soldier from abortion, to be able to reach out to the husbands, to the partners, to these women, to be able to tell them how important their influence is.
That you died on Calvary.
They need a dad who actually doesn't care about his sexual pleasure, that cares about the next generation, Father. We ask you to move on the hearts of those, all of those authorities. You can move these things to the hearts of all those in authority, including those fathers, and the fathers, the mothers, the children, the help of those who are supposed to be in the house. Make the right place to encourage these women to save the faith, save the children, Father, and Jesus' name, so they don't have to be given up to be used by people selling baby parts, pharmaceutical companies, to put them in injections, cause people to be cannibals. We ask you to move in this situation with Breyer resigning from the deal to pay for it, Father God. Father God, you will give them a good gift. If it makes any difference, I don't know how corrupt it is before this is not possible. Blackmailed and controlled without the difference in the national interest of others. Father God, all this moment, enjoy your
for all of time.
setteth up another, as is written in Psalm 75:6-7. Amen, and we're all in agreement.